Greetings and welcome to episode 6. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 4-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity. Today's topic is an educator's responsibility. There is so much unrest in our country right now due to the tragic and unfortunate events surrounding Mr. George Floyd's death, and the circumstances of not only his death, but the death of many African Americans who have been killed. My heart goes out to his family and all the families who have lost loved ones to this senseless and shameless act of brutality. While we grapple with the complexities of this, we as educators have a tremendous responsibility to ensure we stand up and fight for equality and human dignity and the rights for all Americans, and fight racism and oppression of any people. As an African-American mother of a young African-American son, I have great concerns and often talk with my son about such events and pray that he and others are safe and that he is constantly aware of his surroundings and actions of others if ever in a compromised position. As educators, our duty is paramount to help students through this process and dealing with their emotions and understanding of how to address their anger, their grief, and their overall feelings about these events, as well as allow them to have a voice and contribute to making a difference. The late Maya Angelou stated, "If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude." Based on what has occurred, we cannot change it instantly, but change is definitely on the way. And I believe we have a grand opportunity to make the systemic changes that need to be made. America demands it, and every educator should demand it. Time is of the essence, and educators must be ready to deal with the aftermath in their classrooms and in their schools all across this nation. Educators must have the right attitude and mindset to address and promote unity within their schools. We have to embrace all of our kids, no matter their race or ethnicity, ability or disability, economic status, or any other factor of students who enter our doors each and every day all across this nation. We must examine ourselves and find a way to cleanse our minds and our actions if they are not what is needed to promote unity. We must express our deep concerns and show acts of kindness and love for all students. We know that these events have and will continue to have a devastating impact. When students return to schools throughout this nation, we have a duty to ensure their emotional well-being is a top priority and that we have the skills necessary to meet their needs. Throughout my career, I have always believed that we have to educate the whole child to truly make the most significant impact we can make in their lives. Mother Teresa stated, "We think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. We must start in our own homes to remedy this kind of poverty. I say that we have a poverty that is far greater, that is starving our nation, our humanity, our communities, and our unity as Americans, and that is racism. We have to find a way to unite to bring about true brotherhood and sisterhood amongst all races. Our students have to see that and feel that in our classrooms in every facet of their lives. They have to know that we care about them as individuals, that we want the same things for them as we want for our own sons and daughters, that we treat others with the utmost respect and treat others like we want to be treated." Recently, I read an article entitled "Creating Classrooms for Social Justice" by Tabitha Del Angelo, and I wanted to share just a few effective strategies that educators can do. But before I share, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue my discussion about an educator's responsibility and some of those effective strategies mentioned by Ms. DelAngelo. Remember to check out my website at www.drsespeaks.com. I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Cindy Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Cindy Collins of Perfect Timing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I continue my sharing, let me share some effective strategies from the recent article I read. Once again, it is entitled, Creating Classrooms for Social Justice by Tabitha DelAngelo. She shared many strategies. One is that we can teach students about making positive change in the world by connecting with them, discussing real-world problems and multiple perspectives, creating classroom, community, and including authentic assessment. Engage with best practices in teaching core subjects, while also being advocates for social justice in the classroom. Remember, social justice is recognizing and acting upon the power that we have for making positive change. Another strategy? It's a good idea to give students opportunities for seeing how positive change happens and how they can both be actors and leaders in creating change. Another strategy? Connecting to students' lives. When making curricular decisions, consider, value, and build on the diverse prior learning experiences of students. Acknowledging and showing that you have value, that students have value, and that they can bring that to the classroom. This makes for an important step in creating a classroom for social justice. Strategy 5, linking to real-world problems and multiple perspectives. Make what you are teaching relevant to what is going on in the world. This is an opportunity to teach children high-level thinking skills, discerning facts from opinions, figuring out your own and other perspectives and their point of view, interpreting all this information to decide on your own truth. Of course, this is not an opportunity for a teacher to impose his or her beliefs on students. Strategy 6. Creating classroom communities. Create opportunities for students' voice to be heard. They need to be taught how to participate in a discussion. As teachers and educators, we can encourage both sharing one's own ideas and responding to the ideas of classmates. Strategy 7. Classrooms can also provide time for collaboration toward a common goal. Teach students to be academic siblings within the classroom. Strategy 8. Teachers can take a critical look at the materials in the classroom. Do the books, the stories, and other curriculum materials present one specific narrative? If they do, revamp what you have to be sure that the materials include examples from diverse aspects of society, including ethnicity, religion, language, gender, ability, socioeconomic status, and make sure they are in a non-stereotypical manner. And strategy 9, authentic assessments are opportunities for students to write for real audiences, share knowledge with a wide audience, and engage the kind of work that occurs outside the classroom. Every educator must think about their classroom before they get back in their classroom. Every administrator must think about their school before they go back to school. Try to find small ways to include the ideas outlined and the ideas that I've shared and what you know that works best for you and your students. Educators, do not limit yourself to just this, but think and plan now so that when our students come back to school, they will be able to have their emotional needs met. This will help to ensure that when we get ready to gear up for the 2021 school year, we will have the tools in our toolkit in order to get started. As I continue to share, education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast and all my social media platforms. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, stay safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.